Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
It is the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show with Matt Spiegel today. We are broadcasting live from the Budweiser Brick House Tavern for our Cubs on Deck lunch. And Nico Horner will be coming up in just a short while.
Woo!
He will be here at noon. We will get to talk to him. It will be great because the Cubs are going to the playoffs. There is business still to be completed, so we'll talk about it all with Nico Horner coming up in just a bit. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants. As most people know, for the majority of this month of September, Kyle Tucker has been out with a strained calf. He went to Tampa Bay to meet with his physical therapist. It looks like it's possible that he is back today. We know he's been taking batting practice. Maybe we'll get a little more texture from Jed Hoyer when he joins us today on The Score at 125 from the Brick House. So those are the facts.
Wow.
Matt Spiegel is the leader. He is our leader when it comes to Wu King Tuck. And don't act like
heavy
don't
is the
act
head like that wears the crown.
You weren't part of this group, because I know you guys were part of this group with Matt Spiegel. Are we still part of this group, Matt Spiegel?
Oh, boy. That's a good find by Robbie Triano there, as Robbie and Ray are killing it here in Middays, as you do.
As you do.
That was in a much lighter and more hopeful time in terms of the Kyle Tucker relationship.
They're going to the playoffs.
Whoa, also, this guy's backing
up, man. In terms of the Kyle Tucker relationship.
They wouldn't
and
be
also
here without
season.
Him.
No, they
Go
wouldn't
him,
be here without him. But here's the thing, Marshall. For anybody who doesn't know, I wanted the fans, I wanted us as a station to rally together and make some grand gestures and try and keep Kyle Tucker. My best idea came from Chris Tannehill, who suggested $600 million in cash in six different Sprinter vans, each one with $100 million in it, just drive it up to Kyle Tucker's house and try to arrange, you know, a contract that way.
That's the updated
Isn't
version of Julius
Peppers.
Isn't that why
the Clippers
Peppers.
Are in trouble right now?
It's true. Steve Ballmer unavailable, and here we are. But now it's like, all right, I mean, is he even going to be here and play? Like, this whole idea of talking about next year and beyond seems not only irrelevant but also conflicted. He can't be a guy who doesn't play with what appears to be a borderline calf injury.
Wait, why is it borderline?
Because he's here and they're going to try and do it. You think am I crazy for going to that place?
I think you're going to that place a little too quickly.
I'm nervous.
I think can we wait till after our 125 segment where Jed Hoyer joins us right here, right now, before you say it like that? Here's what I'll say, Speaks. I think that your Wu King Tuck, Operation Hashtag Wu King Tuck.
Yes.
I think it's very nice. It's very lovely. Of course, you would like to see the Cubs pay maybe the best hitter on the free agent market to come here. But knowing they've never given out a $200 million contract, let alone a $300, $400, $500, $600 million contract, makes me think that maybe it's not going to happen. And I've been okay with that the whole time. The question becomes now, one, do you want him still? two, are you willing to pay him, and how much if so?
Well, you're right to call me out on my wording, and part of my fears came through there. So I'd like to sort of retract that as any kind of public statement, although that's not how radio works. but to your point, Marshall, it's like I don't find myself wanting and dreaming of him
long-term
as much as I did earlier in the year. And there's a few reasons. There's the way that he's played in right field has not been as impressive as the Gold Glove right fielder that we heard about. Now getting to watch that every day, I see that. And I'm concerned about the way this is going and all the time that's missed, because that's exactly what happened last year in Houston, and then they went ahead and moved on. So I'm in the process of trying to figure out exactly what we're dealing with here, and I find myself concerned. I need to see him show up and show up strong in this final week of the season as much as he can, and obviously in the playoffs, because that's the whole point of the acquisition, is to be the linchpin for this lineup in the playoffs.
I hear what you're saying for sure. I mean, we've all seen what has happened this year. He's part of my frozen in time players that were like
first half
ballers early on. PCA, Seiya Suzuki. You know that I finally devoted my love to Seiya Suzuki after being skeptical. I was like, yep, he's it, and I was wrong. And he has fallen off the ledge, frozen right there in time. Same with Kyle Tucker. But here's the thing, though. Like, if you're not going to bring in Kyle Tucker, you at this point still don't exactly know what PCA is. You don't know if what to depend on out of him. Is he a power guy? I mean, this was a revelation for him this year. Is Seiya Suzuki is what he is at this point? So maybe if those guys had kept on hitting as they were early in the season, then I would be less inclined to bring him back at a ridiculous rate. But now I'm like, maybe you got to roll the dice despite everything.
I'm just admitting to much more hesitancy than I expected to feel at this point. And we'll get myopic again, and we'll go back to the short term and really just think about this moment. And I want to. These games of consequence there that are at Wrigley, and hopefully there's playoff games at Wrigley. Their magic number is 4 to clinch that. I just find myself, look, I need team guys. I need fighters. I need battlers. And especially when I'm talking about big-time long-term contracts, I need to have that faith that's going to be the mindset and that's going to be the MO for the entirety of the contract. And that part of it matters a great deal to me.
We are talking about perhaps the dismissal of hashtag Operation Wu King Tuck.
We're working
on the part of Matt Spiegel.
We're working through it.
Rahimi Harrison Grody. Yes, that is Matt Spiegel with us here on Middays, because Layla Rahimi will be with Lawrence Holmes coming up on the afternoon show and speaks. Here's what I'll say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Not knowing how much they're willing to pay him to begin with, if you're having thoughts like that,
yeah,
what do you think they're doing in the front office? And not even in the front office, what do you think they're doing as far as ownership is concerned, talking about giving up the highest paid contract in Cubs history to a guy that you don't know if you can depend on it?
Well, hopefully they know a lot more than I do, and maybe that mitigates some of these feelings. I know for a fact that some of these feelings exist
sure.
on these different realms. How could they not?
Right.
Right? But they have the ability to talk and delve and talk to people around it much more than me, much more than us. So they need to get all that information. Maybe it's me and maybe it's my nature, Marshall and Groats. I don't know. As we age, I just think the character of the athlete matters so damn much, and I gotta know. And I it's colored by Kyle Schwarber. I watched that dude just be a freaking flat out gamer.
Yeah.
And right now I'm watching. Here's an example. Chris Sale was injured and could have just shut it down, and was injured for what, 2 months?
Yeah.
And then decided to come back for the Atlanta Braves, who are dead, right? Just because he wanted to. And he's kicking ass right now in the final month and a half of his season just because he wants to. He wants to show up and kick ass. And I want dudes like that. I will pay dudes like that.
I think Kyle Tucker does want to do all the things you just said, which was proven when he had the finger injury. He's like, hey, it might be a little painful, but I'm going to fight through it. And that, it takes
that's
someone
fair.
It
that's
takes
fair.
Someone from the outside party, a.k.a. the Cubs, to shut that down. And they didn't.
And that's why you're right to shut me down when I said borderline early on, because I don't know for sure. I'm just telling you how it feels.
I think he is the gamer that you want. I just think his body is failing him in this moment, and it's not a great look that his body is failing him in back-to-back seasons. And, of course, this being a season of consequence, both as far as him as a person and player, but also the Cubs, because they have to make a decision on it one way or the other.
Right, and how about even just the right now and the idea that you may or may not have him for the postseason, and no matter what he has done or not done this year with the bat, you obviously want that guy in there. You have to have that guy in there if you truly want to make a successful run. But what I do like, what I did love, and it tugged on the baseball romantic strings, was something that, believe it or not, Craig Counsell was saying, and that is there's going to be guys stepping up that you're not necessarily going to expect to step up. Guys that Craig Counsell, for crying out loud. Doesn't
yes.
Craig Counsell have a couple of at least a playoff winning hits? Or world, did he have a winning playoff or World Series?
Yeah, he had huge moments for the D-backs in 01.
Absolutely. And so,
and
so
for the Marlins as well. No, absolutely. You know, and who knows who that's going to be. And that's the thing, like, the roster decisions, if Tucker can play and is a DH, or if he can't play, are going to be fascinating. And as you said, somebody's going to step up. One young Cub popped into my head. Moises Ballesteros.
That's the one I'm leaning on, right? Because that's the guy who has shown he is not afraid of any moment. He's like, I'm here to hit. Let me hit.
That is a real deal hitter and a lefty, and they're not going to be scheming for him or making pitching changes for him. He's going to get good advantageous matchups. I hope like hell he's on the playoff roster.
I think this week, though, it's just such a big week for the Cubs. We talk about the playoffs, but it's just such a big setup week because of who comes into town. I think these next 3 days, this series with the Mets is going to tell us a lot about the fight in the Cubs and where they are, specifically from an offensive standpoint.
And nobody takes a screaming line drive off the head
like Moises
better than Moises Ballesteros.
Best I ever saw.
Best I ever saw, too. I was going to say.
Popped up, stayed in the game.
Have you ever seen anybody better? I mean, I've seen a few guys get hit in the head.
Adam Amin's call was the best for that. And Ballesteros is going to be out at second, and I totally understand.
Yeah. We all did, Adam. We
actually listened to all the broadcasts. Yeah, that's what it was. Because that's the only reaction when that happens.
Oh!
I'm like, ooh, that hurts. Oh! I'm going to spin around. Oh, yeah, I got to run. Whatever. I'm out. Who cares?
Right. It's like a hit in football.
Oh,
like
man.
When Daniel Hardy cracked that guy in the I mean, sometimes there's only one reaction for things in life, and that was certainly one of them. This is Raheemy Harris and Grody with Matt Spiegel here today at the Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern. It is our Cubs on Deck Luncheon Series. We have soon Nico Horner will be here at noon. He will be here for the entire hour. Jed Hoyer at 1:25. Coming up next, the football game last night was more than David Montgomery. It was also about the broadcasters to some degree. We found some funny stuff from the broadcast of Monday Night Football, which was a Lions win. All coming up here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.